In the morning, Martin asked me if I enjoyed his little game, so I told him I did, but had a hangover from the wine. I think I'd drunk a bottle and a half all by myself. He had some business to attend to in his home office, so I let him get on with it and asked if it was okay to go see the horses down at the stables. After calling Jake, he said it was fine, and Jake would meet me down at the stables to show me around. Jake was also a perfect gentleman, and as he gave me the tour, treated me respectfully, just like I was already Martin's wife, even though we weren't married yet. But I was also interested in finding out more about what else went on at the cottage, so asked him if any other girls had lived with Martin. He said none that he knew of, and that Martin worked away a lot and was usually only home at weekends. I then asked, but what about the basement? Oh, you mean the dungeon setup? Yes, so you obviously know about that then? Yes, but I don't know if I should be discussing that with you. I mean, I know you're going to get mad, but maybe you should talk to Martin about it. I don't want to get into any trouble. No problem, I understand. So how come you're not married or have a live-in girlfriend then? Again, I know you don't think you should be talking about it to me. Well, yes. I mean, Martin is a great landlord and I need to keep on his right side. The stables and kennels are my livelihood and I can't risk losing it. I love the little cottage and get a great deal, but I understand where you're coming from. So, did you meet him in Malvern? Yes, I was his secretary, and then he promoted me to his PA. Then I travelled with him to see clients as well. I've only known him for about 6 months, but since he told me he wanted to get married last week, I'm just trying to find out as much as I can before I get in too deep. But if you know about the dungeon, you obviously also know about his alternative lifestyle in the clubs and stuff. Yes, of course. So has he taken you to any clubs or whatever? Yes, I've been to Marcel's and Club Ecstasy, and he's introduced me to his little game, as he likes to call it. I see. Well, I suppose it will be okay to tell you a bit more, but please understand that I'd rather it to come from Martin, as he's my boss. Boss? I thought you said he was your landlord. Oh, well, yes, but all the livestock is also his, so I sort of work for him as well. Anyway, you must know about his, you know, his personal issue. Well, yes, of course. Well, I have a similar issue. That's why I don't have a live-in girlfriend. I've had a few, but they don't stay long. What, you mean you're like Martin? Not exactly. My problem is it's too big.